Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Klal and Zion, Simon Tess. How the Eshmaelu Lemin Zion Dafka Kishakar Nigmar period. The preference that we give to the something of the Shiva Saminim is talking about the item, the fruit, is fully grown. I will call Smanshlo Nigmar Pir Hapri. If the fruit is not fully grown, Ein Loidin Kadima doesn't have the advantage. L'mishtabeach Kroa B'midi D'lechazi. So the Torah is not praising Eretz Yisrael that it has half-grown olives. It's praising Eretz Yisrael that it has these wonderful fruits called olives, dates, etc., which when they're fully grown, that's when they have the chashivas. Therefore, l'chein elu zeisim hakvushim shebedin haseinu shekaren ilukvish shekimaduma shehem shlanit. Shlanigmar priyon, enlem kadima, ken yerali b'chenekos eschitim ein b'kadima. Now, the first case I'm not familiar with what he's referring to. He's apparently they used to have some type of a pickled olive, but they would pickle the olives which were not fully grown, and therefore it doesn't have kadima. A person would be eating that type of olive, it would not have kadima. It does not seem that that's true with the modern pickled olive. Then he moves on to the second point, and he says, "Person who kaises chitim, person who munches on the wheat kernels, because even though the kernel is fully grown, but the Torah looks at the mila of chitim is that you can make out of chitim, out of wheat and out of barley and out of the grains, you can make items out of them. Just eating the kernels as is not really the chashivas that they have. You can make bread out of it, you can make maaseh gedera out of it, you can make pasul b'kisson out of it, you can use them as cooked, you can use them as baked, either in the form of bread, or there are cakes and cookies, which are bread-like items, that's pasul b'kisson, or when you cook them, the oatmeal, the farina, pasta, etc. All those are considered the madrega of mila, but the madrega, just munching on the kernels, is not what the praise of Eretz Yisrael is. It has these type of things you can munch on them as kernels. Now we did mention before that this is a machlokes. The Magen holds that there is some elements of kedima to chitim even when they're at the stage that you may be making a bracha of hadama. Over here in this case of if you munch on the kernels as is, the bracha is hadama. The Gro holds like the Chayotim holds like the Gro, that there's no Kadima in a situation when the Bracha is Hadama. It's not such a common case, so we're not involved in Halacha L'maisa. The Mishabur does not seems to follow the Magen Avraham, and then he mentions, every time he mentions, he brings the Magen Avraham as the Shita, and then he says, but you should know the Gro argues. So he does not seem to be fully committed to the Shita of the Magen Avraham. Yud kishem kadosh b'shabbos alayayin tzarich l'chasas apas. So based on all that we've been saying, the hamotzi should go first. The person saying kiddush on the wine, that seems to be going against the halacha, but that's how the order of the chazal set up, that the kiddush is required before the meal. Kiddush, because it's a praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu, has to be said on the type of item which is appropriate to say the praise on, which in general that we know that we say shira over wine. So therefore, the preferred medium for saying the Kiddush is over a cup of wine. So what do we do with the fact that, however, we're doing the brachas out of order? So Sarah L'chas is a pass. K'neshal Yir B'ishtoi. There's an element of bush over here for the pass that we're ignoring the pass, and instead saying the bracha on the brape, on the yayin. So the solution is to cover the pass. Then the Chayyam says the Kiddush. So therefore, Shabbos morning, when a person is making Kiddush, he's making Kiddush over Mizonos, he's not planning to have the meal yet, he's making Kiddush and eating Mizonos. Mizonos also takes precedence before Bria Bria Gofen. So based on this argument, you have to cover the pass. The Kiddush HaGonarach mentions this idea as well, the mezonah should be covered. And the Mishnah Berurah does not mention it, that there's a shel yerboishtoi in the situation of the mezonos of Shabbos morning. And the question is, why does he not mention it? So arguably, since Chazal set up the order of the Rabbi Yagofen first, the Kiddush has to be said, like, set along the lines of the concept that if you're not ready to eat that food, the all of the Kedim of Brachas do not require you to say the Brachas out of the order that you're planning to serve your courses. So the wife is planning to serve multiple courses. She says, well, I'm sorry. I'm going to make mezonos over first, so let's serve dessert first. It would be a good argument that many children would love to have. Let's serve the dessert, the cake first, because you have to make mezonos first. But you don't do that. So over here, as if the course of the hamotzi isn't ready yet, because you have to say Kiddush first. However, so why do we cover the pas? There are other reasons why we cover the pas. Shvi zecher to the union of the mon, and the mon was given in a package. So the pas is also given in a package. That's why the Mishnah Berurah says it's appropriate to keep the pas covered for hamotzi as well. Now, if the whole reason is because shliyar pas boshtoi, once Kiddush is finished, there's no need to cover the bread. This is the only reason. It must be that there's other reasons as well, which are mentioned in the Rishonim. So therefore, it seems to be a specific halacha, according to that, would be a specific halacha in regards to the pas, which is zecher for the mon, as opposed to when the person makes kiddush Shabbos morning over mezonos, he's not eating zecher the mon. So there will be no mile, according to Mishnah Berurah, of covering it. And that's why many people are not makbed on this opinion of the chayotim. But obviously, since there's no issue according to Mishnah Berurah of covering it, so it would be a mile to follow the opinion of the Magen of the chayotim and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and cover the mezonos. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch takes it a step further. He says a person preferably should have two pieces in order to have the union of Lecha Mishnah. The Chayotim does not mention such an idea. Have a good day.